Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Thinking about a new vehicle? Trust the team that's been taking care of customers for 70 years. The Cannon family has helped thousands drive home happy. Come take a test drive today and see why. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Monday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Kelly and Dima. What a full show. It's a media day for Southern Miss baseball. Dima and I were there. We're going to report on that in just a minute. NFL playoffs roll along. Golden Eagles basketball teams do not do well this weekend. National championship college game tonight, and the quarterback for one school admits he hadn't been to class in 2 years. Other than that, it's just another day in the world of sports here on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment by Dickie's Barbecue, and we appreciate all that. Hard to believe it. You and I are old guys, Kelly Sander, but when a kid laughs at a reporter on national TV about, did you have trouble balancing schoolwork with all the hoopla around the national championship, and laughs at her and says, I haven't been to class in 2 years. It's a different world.
Well, how many times do you see these athletes legally playing college sports, and they've been graduated for already a year
I think,
and a half?
He's been out 2 years.
Yeah, and we should say we're in the MS at the HB today, so just wanted to say that out.
What is the MS?
That's the Mississippi, and the HB is in Hattiesburg.
Oh, okay.
At the, what is it, the SBC studio. SBS.
Kelly
studio.
Was giving us his latest interpretation of what the Dominican Republic is, the DR.
Yes.
Yes, I see.
And you guys, for whatever reason, because you are not hip and you are not cool like me, you don't speak in terminology.
Where does Southern Miss basketball play this week?
They play in the ATL.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
In the GA?
They're playing GSU.
GSU and the ATL.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
When you guys want to be hip, you just come and talk to me.
You got your Bad Bunny outfit all laid out for the Super Bowl, too?
Yeah, but it doesn't. I had it for last year, and it didn't. For what? It shrunk on me.
Did it really?
In a year.
That the 10-man suit? Is that what you're wearing?
Hey, at least you got some new glasses.
He did. He got man's glass. But guess
he
what we learned, everybody? His sisters bought them. They were so ashamed of his female glasses.
They just
said,
you can't be picked on because of those glasses. And I said, I am not spending $2 for a pair of reader glasses.
They look good, though.
Yeah. Put them on. You look like a grown guy now. Look at that.
What do you think?
Wow. He looks like he's from the NH nursing home.
And
the NH.
Oh boy.
Getting some SKN, right. SKN, skilled nursing care.
Coming from somebody who would know what skilled nursing care is all about. Yeah. Are we ever going to talk about Southern Miss?
Maybe we should.
We talked about basketball.
Yeah, it was media day. It was a breath of fresh air. It was media day today at Pete Taylor Park. We'll be on the show this week, we're going to have Colby Allen. We're going to have a couple other really good players that we'll enjoy bringing to you. Stockton, the catcher. Who else did we interview?
Did you get Russo?
And Matthew Russo. Yeah. How could I forget the book?
Really? And not making light of what you just said, but when you say we're going to have a couple of other good players, hell, every guy on the team is good.
Well, you are right about that. And Coach Oz had to address that today, you know.
Yeah, difficult. Really,
so kind of set the table, and let's hear a little bit of what Coach Oz had to say.
And you know, off that, Kelly, I mean, we talked a lot about the attrition of Southern Miss baseball, right? Think about, like, the fact that they lost Pratt and Monastery. You know, it's not the fact that they lost one of those players in the infield. They lost both of them with the production that they did on the offense and on the defensive side. And then on top of all that, you lost your center fielder in Jake Cook, who was just a phenomenal player out there. High expectations. I mean, the expectations were not high on him, and he just blew it out of the water. They lost all three of those players, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, you know, we'll be fine. We're just reloading. And I think that just goes into the tradition of excellence. And this is going to be kind of a longer clip. We're going to hear from Coach Oz right here. It runs about 4 minutes. So But I think it's important to understand it, and I just thought it was such a good answer. He talks about the tradition of excellence and why, you know, players on this team don't transfer, they stay, they, you know, all these things. And at the end, he talks about why Colby Allen is such a product of it. Here's Coach Christian Ostrander.
Great question. And it's an answer that I have a lot of conviction in. Why? Because being a part of it, seeing it, I've been on the other side and looked into this program, competed against this program and that other dugout. I've been here 9 years from now, and it's so special. Well, first of all, it starts with the leaders of this program, the guys before it, the Pete Taylors, Hill Denson's, Corky Palmer's, Coach Barry laying the foundation. I mean, that's fact right there. Just good people, a lot of consistency there and so forth with that. So you just had a program was developed with consistency in that framework. You add the fact that you have a tremendous community. You have a Hattiesburg is, you know, second to none, in my opinion, from in the state of Mississippi with the support it gives, you know, this program and this college, this university. And, you know, they create the atmosphere. You know, our community, our fans, our the 16th lounge, the roost, the fans in the stand and stuff create such a great environment. Our players love it. You know, when they're out in the community, they know who they are, and our players love that too. They embrace it. I think we try to do a good job of giving back to the community in regards to being available, being visible and stuff, and, you know, kind of watering our own grass. You got to go do those things. So, but it's reciprocal. What the community means to this program, what the program means to the community, I think it's a really cool marriage relationship and stuff. You got to win. You don't retain guys if you don't have that aspect. So, you hope you have good leadership foundation culture built, which I think has been done here. You got a great fan base. You got to go out there and put wins up. And then the other side of it, this day and age, you got to show them value. They got to feel valued. You got to be able to play that game of, you know, whatever revenue share and stuff. And I think we're playing it well. I think we're playing it. I'm not a businessman by any means, but I feel like our model is pretty good. I feel like, you know, how we're using those money, that those dollars and stuff is very efficient in this day and age where the price tag for some of the players that we have, price tags they could have out there is outlandish and stuff. And I think we're doing more with less in some regards with that. But we're in a great place. Our administration's giving us what we need to do that. So all those factors, I think, help keep us where we're at. And, you know, and again, I can't state enough the importance of this community, this fan base, and their love of this program and support of it, what it means to those players and stuff. So we got to do our jobs, coach. We got to love on them. We got to help them grow. And we got to, you know, help them develop and reach their dreams and potential, too. So I think there's just a lot of several ingredients that are happening that makes this a really special place.
You can point to a lot of players as a product of that, but Colby Allen seems to be the name on this team that would be a product of that.
There's no doubt. I mean, Colby had a chance to sign last year, so to be honest, he could have taken the opportunity he got in the seventh round, the eighth round, or whatever. You know, before that situation came up, I did that with every guy, every young man that had a chance to be drafted. We knew it. Told him, hey, if you don't get what you think you deserve, you don't get the round you think you deserve, we want to make an incentive package for you to come back. You know, and stuff. No one, some of them probably not going to touch, right? You know, you can't get close to some of that. But it takes the right young man, that understands the value of this and what another year means, that opportunity. And it's going to be, you know, Colby is, you know, they don't come any better. I mean, just the character, who he is, what he is, how much he loves this program. And what he's done for this program. And, you know, in those conversations we had, I said, man, you know, if you do this, if you do come back, this fan base is going to know it. They're going to know it. They're going to embrace it. They're going to put you up. And that's going to be really special, man, when you hit that mound for the first time and stuff. And it kind of gives me chills thinking about that. But,
So that's Christian Ostrander. Yeah.
And it says so much. We did a great interview with Colby Allen. We'll have him on the show this week along with Matthew Russo and Tucker Stockman. But in today's world, Kelly Center, it's unusual to see this kind of loyalty, and I think it's a big part of the success of the baseball program.
But I think part of why guys decide to stay, too, is different at Southern Miss in that they know here they do have a legitimate chance
right.
to go to Omaha.
Right.
You see this in pro sports all the time. They'll say, well, I could have gone to team X, Y, or Z for more money, but I came here because I knew this team was going to have the opportunity to really succeed. And that sometimes gets lost in the shuffle. We do talk about how most of it is money, and that is true. But the other one of the other things that Southern Miss has going in its favor is that Coach Ostrander and his assistants could look at these guys in the eye and with all truth say, you're going to have a chance to compete potentially for a national championship at this school. You might be getting more, you might get more money at another school, but are they going to be able to play as a team at the level that we are?
Right, right.
And I think that means a lot nowadays.
Yeah, we'll have more from Media Day on the other side of the break. Also, Oz said something very interesting about the fact that the Sun Belt did not schedule the two premier baseball teams in the league, Coastal and Southern Miss. They won't play each other. He said, hopefully we can match up against them in Montgomery. Well, that's just not very good.
And I wonder if you could ever play them just independently. Just call them
and say, that's an interesting thought, yeah.
You know, instead of bringing a in southeastern Louisiana or whatever, all due respect to the Lions, but just say, hey, let's play them.
That series wouldn't draw much attention, would it?
No.
Southern Miss and Coastal Carolina at Pete Taylor Park? Probably not, huh?
Mean
hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg reminds you they're the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Their sedans and SUVs can all be seen at their exclusive showroom, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Also, Mobe Beignet Company. It'd be a good day for some hot coffee and a hot beignet. Well, you can find them both at 2902 Hardy Street. Check out our good friends at Mobe Beignet Company. Eagle Hour continues in just a minute.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of this program every day. They're on Highway 98 West next to Smith Motor Company. Well, Matt Warren and his staff sell premium Goodyear products. They provide full auto and truck service. Everything you need for your truck or your car, you'll find it at Eagle Tire West. Goodyear Tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters and family operated. Since 1985, also Forest Healthcare, reminding everyone today that it's a new year. It's time to make sure you're taking care of the most important person on your team. That, of course, is you. Start out the new year with an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. Happy to have them part of the Eagle Hour family. Okay, Media Day at P. Taylor Park today. Southern Miss Baseball. February 13th kicks off another new year. And, Dima, I think what I walk away from every year is just the air of confidence in the building, both from the coach, both from the players that I talked to today, and I think you talked to some different folks than I did, anxious to take on this great competition early in the year, not in the least bit seemingly intimidated. That's just the air around Southern Miss baseball, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, one thing I point to from – Christian Ostrander's press conferences, he was asked, he said, listen, you know, somebody asked him, he said, you know, so much is put on getting to Omaha and getting to the College World Series, and you don't want to say it, but do you sometimes feel like it's Omaha or bust with good teams like we suppose that this team has? And he said, listen, I don't put that on the players. That's unfair. Baseball is already a hard enough sport. But he did say that this program has gotten there before, and he has no doubt they will get there again, but they're not going to get there with the mindset of Omaha or bust. They're going to get there with good coaching, good team chemistry, and execution. And, you know, some of it is kind of baseball fortune because you can have the most terrific teams. I mean, you think of Tennessee several years ago when they were just had that incredible baseball team, and they didn't even make it to Omaha. So there's some really good baseball teams that don't make it. But it the team that Southern Miss made it with in 09, like, that wasn't the best team that Corky Palmer had, you know. And but, you know, sometimes it's a little fortune. But this team, I think, is different because this team is a veteran group. They're older. The positions that they need to be great at. They have great returning players. And these freshman arms, every player I talked to today, whether it was Coach Gunnar Leje, who's the new pitching coach, McCarty English, who I had a chance to speak with, who, by the way, Coach Ostrander said he should be back 100%. He got that screw out of his elbow. I talked with Colby Allen, and I think you did too. I asked every one of them about these freshman pitchers, and every one of them, huge smile on their face. They said, this class is unbelievable. A name you're going to hear in a lot, Sam Mitchell, the way he spins the ball. There's so many names. I asked Gunnar Leje, I said, name just one. And he said, I can't. They're all phenomenal. This team, to me, feels different because I think this is the deepest offensive baseball team that I have personally covered, number one. But number two, when they had, seven pitchers last year that was like really their force, and they kind of had to survive, if you will, on those seven pitchers, I think they might be like 14, 16 this season. Which, I mean, if you have the combination of both of those and a veteran team and a culture that you believe in, that is a scary baseball team, ladies and gentlemen.
Kelly, am I right about this? I've always thought the difference in the teams that made it to Omaha and the ones that were right there but didn't get are two things. Number one, deep in pitching, got to be deep in pitching. And Coach referenced this today too. You got to be fortunate. You got to have some good luck down the stretch.
Because when you think about it, there's only one team in baseball that doesn't end their season
with a loss.
With a loss, and that's the team that wins it all. So that's certainly – luck is – and luck goes as far when you're talking about a deep pitching staff is staying healthy. That's part of the luck involved, is keeping your pitching staff lucky, keeping them healthy. That's one part of being lucky. Number two is getting a good draw in postseason play, whether it's hosting a regional or going to a regional that you could win.
Or going to Tennessee after you hosted a regional the year before.
Yeah, that was really lucky.
That was lucky.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's good to hear that the coaches and players have things in perspective. The only group of people that never seem to have things in perspective, and I'm not just saying this, necessarily about Southern Miss fans.
All fans.
All fans. I mean, we evidenced today one of the most successful NFL coaches in the past 10 or 15 years has led the Buffalo Bills to I don't know how many playoff appearances. He gets fired.
Yeah.
Because to those fans, it was Super Bowl or bust.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we've got things in perspective here.
I remember years ago asking MK Turk about placing a lot of emphasis on a game. And I remember him telling me, you got to be really careful about doing that. Because if you place too much emphasis on one game and you don't win that game, that's a psychological setback. So he didn't believe that you should ever try to make out one game any more important than the next game you're playing.
Right? It is not a sprint. It is a marathon, particularly with the schedule that Ostrander and company are going to be faced with by their own choosing.
Right.
Nobody argues that.
One thing I wanted to mention was, and it kind of goes back to the deepness of this team. I mean, I think we were probably 24 minutes into the press conference with Christian Ostrander before we even talked about Matthew Russo, because he was having to go through so many other players.
Right.
And I don't even think he mentioned Cross Sibley.
Right.
You know,
no,
like,
he didn't.
And like, so there's so many players on this team who could all just be studs. And when I was talking to the players, I was asking them, I was like, hey, man, like, who's one of the hardest pitchers you've seen this fall? And like, I asked Dre Barrett, and he didn't say Colby Allen. He didn't say Graydon Harris. He didn't even say Thomas Crabtree, who's the transfer from Tennessee. He said J.W. Armistead. He said that kid right there has tremendously improved. That sidearm is so hard to hit. We heard Drake Meeks, because he was recovering from that Tommy John surgery, and he's back and could get them some innings. A lot of these freshman pitchers, Chase Adams, who, he's not a freshman, but, he's struggled a little bit, but they were talking about him in the fall.
Right.
I mean, I think people don't understand how deep this pitching staff could be. And Oz, you could kind of tell he was trying to be reserved when he was like, yeah, man, this pitching staff, they're pretty good. Deep down, he's probably thinking, this
right.
pitching staff, I think, personally, and I'm going to do this, and then, middle of the season, people are going to come at me. I think this has a chance to be better than the 2022 pitching staff.
Well, Matthew Russo told me, and you'll hear it later in the week when we get these guys on the show, that the toughest pitching he's faced in college was what he faced in fall ball this year.
Yep, I'm telling you that. Yeah, that and
that's what he said.
That's what all the other pitchers said too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not pitchers, but hitters.
That it's hard hitting your own pitching.
It's crazy. I mean, that gets me excited. I don't know if that gets y'all excited, but that gets me excited.
Oh, of course it does. That's the key. Well, there's one big disappointment, and I asked Coach Oz about that. I don't know if we've got time to run this. So we've got
it's
about
a minute.
3 minutes left. I asked him about the unexplained decision by the league not to have the two premier teams play each other, Coastal and Southern Miss. Here's what he said.
It's frustrating. You know, it's for sure it is. I mean, you know, you lose, you're what, two games behind the leader last year in the regular season at 30 games, and you never got to play them. That's frustrating, right? You can't but control what you can control. I wish there was a model where you know, that was your top RPI teams or whatever are always playing against one another. That's out of our control. So that's why what can we control with the scheduling is the non-conference, you know, and that's what we try to do. So, you know, we would welcome that. It's a great program. A lot of respect for that program. Awesome to see what they did last year representing our league and stuff. And, you know, so I still haven't got the 27 schedule yet because of some of the mergers, wondering what's going to happen if Louisiana Tech in now or whatnot. So hopefully when we do get that, you know, they'll be back on there. And I kind of expect it to be because usually there's about a two-year gap there where you might miss an opponent or two. But, hopefully we'll get to square up in Montgomery again and this time, you know, get the better of them.
I would be willing to bet you if you could ask the same question this morning of the Coastal coach, Kelly, he'd say the same thing, wouldn't he?
You always want to play the best teams. That prepared iron sharpens iron, and that puts you in the best position to play well in the postseason. But if you're Keith Gill, the commissioner of the Sun Belt Conference, somebody dropped the ball somewhere here.
Yeah.
I know you can't bend the rules, so to speak, for one or two teams as opposed to the rest of them. But if there's only one team that you're not playing, are you telling me you can't fit that in somewhere?
It's crazy. I still think what they should do is make the last weekend of the regular season open, you know, and number one plays number two. And it doesn't have to be Southern Miss and Coastal. You know, what if Louisiana's really good this year and they're number two?
But what if they had already played each other during the regular season? You saying play them again?
I still think you should play them again.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's better for RPI. You play six times versus three.
Well, just imagine what that would have done for the league this year to have these two match up. It would have been national publicity.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been
What is Coastal
interest.
Ranked, like sixth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been a top 20 matchup.
You'd have a top 20 matchup in your league to kick the year off. I mean, come on. Come on, guys. Anyway. All right, basketball on the road, and the news is not good. We'll have the scores and the stats and the story. Say that 10 times real fast. The scores, the stats, the story.
That would be SSS.
SS, triple S.
Yes.
Yeah, triple S. When the Super Talk Eagle Hour continues.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bank Corps studio. Bob Getty, Dima Mixon, KS. He's in the studio with us.
Here on MLK Day.
Yeah.
All right.
And DBAT sponsors this segment of the Eagle Hour.
Nice. Hey, I'll tell you what. I was at DBAT all day Saturday for our baseball photo shoot, and they are the nicest staff. The facilities are terrific. There was people coming in and out of there, you know, swinging on the little machines. And I'd only been in there once, so I went over there and tried to hit 80 miles an hour on the fast pitch machine.
How'd you do?
I'm still sore. I can't move my body to the left.
Did you get a hit, though?
I fouled the ball.
Oh, you fouled one off.
I fouled one off.
Well, there you go.
I was able to hit the curveballs, though.
Well, there you go. All right. Also, MCS Home Center is a great place to go for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. everything you need for your next project, they've got it at MCS Home Center. It's Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Great local folks, wonderful people. 7329 Highway 98 West. Don't forget about our podcast. You can hear it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri will play it for you. All right, Kelly Sander, basketball on the road. Let's start with the men, and it has not been a good week.
We kind of thought that this was going to be a good litmus test for the men because Texas State, in a lot of ways, very similar to the Eagles. That last game that they played here, Texas State took Southern Miss to overtime. The Eagles prevailed with a 10-point win. All right, so now then you go back on the road because that's going to be the difference between being a top half seed in the conference tournament in Pensacola and not being a top half seed is how many road games can you escape with. And, of course, they've already beaten Monroe and Louisiana on the road, but I think time will tell that a lot of teams are going to beat Louisiana Monroe in Monroe and Louisiana in Lafayette. So you're going to have to pick some off along the way. And it was not meant to be in San Marcos over the weekend. Of course, this was coming off of the point shaving story that had broken on Thursday, and you had to wonder how the team was going to respond. And I thought, all in all, for a good part of the game, they responded well, you know, played well. Talik Weeks leading the way again with 24 points. Dylan Brumfield with 16. But a couple of numbers that jump out to me is Southern Miss got out-rebounded by almost 10 rebounds. 33-24 was the final number there. But one of the things that continues to plague this team is lack of consistency beyond the three-point arc. And other teams are just shooting it much better. For example, the Eagles shot 20% from three-point land, and Texas State was just a shade under 50%. Mm. So really, when you look at a 74-67 final, I mean, those are 7 points right there that Texas State came away with just at the three-point arc. Total fouls, Texas State only committed 19. Southern Miss was called for 24. And the 74-67 loss now drops the Eagles to 11-9 overall. 5-3 in conference play. Texas State with the same 11-9 record, but ups its conference record to 4-4. And now Southern Miss goes on the road for two games on an Eastern swing. They go to the ATL on Thursday night to take on GSU. That would be Georgia State.
Georgia Southern.
No, not Georgia. Good point, though. Georgia State. And then they will travel up to CC to play the CCCs, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, the weekend. Two more road games for Southern Miss. You would think that those, again, would be games that they could win, but when you look at Georgia State in particular, and we're going to be talking with Dave Cohen later on in the week, who's the radio voice of the Panthers, Georgia State, a completely different ball team at home than they are on the road.
And one thing I wanted to mention about the standings, Southern Miss still third in the standings right now, and that was what we were talking about. If they could start 5-1, even with some losses, you know, they would be able to hold standing. I want to give you all the first five ranked teams in the Sun Belt. Troy, home record, 7-1. Georgia Southern, home record, 8-1. Southern Miss, home record, 6-1. South Alabama, home record, 5-2. Arkansas State, home record, 7-1. Marshall, home record, 9-2. Texas State, home record, 10-1. Even James Madison, who's near the bottom of the league, 6-1 at home. It's just so hard to win on the road in basketball, and you're right, Kelly, in saying that what's going to determine your seeding is picking off some of these games on the road, and hopefully Southern Miss could get one or two this week. If you could just get one, I mean, you're sitting there at 6-3, you're still in pretty decent shape before coming home for a couple games at home.
And look, a lot of teams don't get the luxury, as the schedule makers have it planned out, that you'd get to play Monroe twice and Louisiana twice.
Right.
So the schedule makers really helped Southern Miss there, although both of those teams are generally in the West anyway, so you would expect to play them.
Now,
even though in basketball there is no East and West.
Correct. Now, the women were on the road at Arkansas State, one of the better teams in the conference at Arkansas State. They were they lost 81-71. Couple numbers that stood out to me: 1-for-18 beyond the arc from the 3-point line, 5%. So, I mean, that's really the story of the game right there. Arkansas State, 9-38 from beyond the arc. Southern Miss shot just 36% to Arkansas State's 40%. So neither team shot the ball particularly well. And with this basketball team, as far as the ladies, I've always talked about how, you know, Ja'Kayla Johnson, she's going to get her her points. Melanie Thames is going to get hers. But they really need a player like a Carly Keats to really give them some action from what she can do with the basketball. Just 2 points on Saturday against Arkansas State. So obviously other teams are seeing that as well. If we can shut down Carly Keats, so the women's basketball has struggled to win games where Carly Keats does not have great games. So that loss drops the women to a 11-7 record and 4-3 in the Sun Belt. And I'm going to pull up the Sun Belt standings here in just a second.
And it's not just that the other teams have been containing Keats. They have been totally shutting her down.
Yeah, just 2 points.
Yeah, like I mean, if she can kick in with 8 or 10, you know, that's the difference in that game right there. You know, so whatever it is that they're seeing on film that they're finding successful and shutting Carly Keats down, that's what other teams are going to try to do. And conversely, that's what Coach Bilderbach and her staff have got to coach against.
And the women are under the same notion of the men. They've got to win some games on the road. When we had Missy Bilderbach on the show a couple of weeks ago, she talked about how like the last 14 of 18 games are on the road or something like crazy like that. They're just 2-4 on the road this year, but 9-1 at home. And they sit currently 7th in the standings, but they're tied with Old Dominion for 6th, I guess. So they're tied 6th in the standings. So not really where you want to be. They want to kind of climb up there a little bit because, like we said, the top 6 is kind of the sweet spot for the conference tournament. Once you get past 6, I mean, it's really difficult to come out of that.
And they're both on the road this week, is that correct?
No, the women are at home.
Back home?
Yeah,
okay.
they're playing Marshall at home on Thursday night, which is going to be actually a really big basketball game.
Right.
And then I think James Madison's Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to pull out the schedule. Okay. But yeah, Marshall I know is on Thursday, which is going to be a pretty big basketball
game.
But
the men stay on the road.
Yes. Correct. Yeah, the men at Georgia State Thursday and then at Coastal on Saturday before they return home.
Yeah, sorry, it's Coastal Carolina for the women on Saturday.
All right, so that covers that. We'll talk a little more about the college game later tonight, but 2 minutes left. I just wanted to run this by you guys. Another incredible weekend of NFL football. But then incredible news today that the Buffalo Bills, who Dima and I both believe lost the game because of a bad call at the end of the game, I believe they had completed the pass that would have won
too.
The game for. They turn around and fire a coach who every single year has them competing for a spot in the Super Bowl. Start with you, Kelly, then Dima. Did that not really shock you this
Yes.
morning?
Yes. I get the Tomlin thing not very well, but I do – understand Mike Tomlin fell into the Jeff Bauer syndrome. Mm-hmm. Right, they were decent, really good every year, make the playoff, but there just wasn't any more excitement anymore around. Familiarity breeds contempt. Mm-hmm. Mike Tomlin had been there a long time and they just said, ah, it's time to move on. But the fact that Sean McVay got, I'm a Cincinnati fan, we're the only one that didn't fire our coach and we were lousy.
Yeah. Isn't McVay at, I think he's at the Rams.
You I'm
think
sorry.
It's Sean McVay's at the Rams.
Sean McDonald. No, it's
Sean McSomething.
McSomething.
McDermott?
McDermott.
Yeah, thank you.
McDermott. We'll just call him SM from now on.
Yeah. Not
SM.
Yeah. Not SM.
SM and the BFF got fired.
Yes, that's right. See, you guys got me all confused now. Because the other SM is in L.A., right?
Sean McDermott, yeah, he's in
no,
L.A.
No, McVay is in L.A.
That's SMV in L.A.
Yeah. People SMV have shut off the show.
Yeah.
That's too much for Kelly's
Were you surprised?
NH brain.
NH?
Nursing home.
Respect for elderly, you know?
I was surprised, though.
No way. SNC, skilled nursing care.
Yes. Yeah.
He's about to tell us ST something else.
Were you surprised?
I was surprised. Yeah, no, it was
DM.
Shocking. It was very shocking. You know, it's just like, I don't know what people expect anymore. Like, does a team have to win a Super Bowl every single freaking year?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious.
But they have been to the playoffs and just have never been able to get over the hump. But for some people, that's not good enough.
But they've ran into, like, great teams. Like, do you blame them for losing to the Chiefs on the road every single year?
I think they got over the hump yesterday. I think it got taken away from them with a bad call.
But there again, that makes it even worse.
Yeah.
That if you think they got the game ripped off on a bad call by the officials, why would you fire your coach over that?
Yes, it makes no sense to me.
Who's going to be better than him?
But Tony Romo, Tony Romo did mention Patrick Mahomes a couple times yesterday.
Did he get that in?
Oh my gosh!
Well, I'm sure
he's running like him. Patrick, like PM.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that Collinsworth is now in love with the the guy that coaches the, I mean, that quarterbacks the Bears. He just called him by his first name all night.
Caleb.
Yeah. Caleb.
Caleb. Yeah. It wasn't Williams. The play-by-play guy was calling him like you normally do. Yeah. But for
when
Chris,
clearly,
it was Caleb.
When clearly Caleb Williams is CW playing in the CHI.
With painted fingernails. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Be a great place to catch ball games over the weekend. Basketball during the week. NFL football this coming Sunday. And I guess college will be over after tonight. But still, lots of great stuff to do at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And certainly a great place to enjoy good food 7 days a week. And all the camaraderie that takes place down there is always fun.
Yeah, the students come back to school tomorrow at Southern Miss to officially begin the spring semester. So
from Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas break.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I asked an educator about that, Bob. I said, how in the world do they get a break from like December 5th all the way to the middle of January? And this makes sense when you think about it. He said a lot of these kids need that time to go back and work some part-time jobs to make a little bit of money to live off of during the spring semester. And they can do that for 5 or 6 weeks, where if they were only there for 2 weeks, they couldn't.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go to my boss today and say, you know,
I'm sure that's what
they're doing. I need about 5 or 6 weeks to clear my head before baseball season.
And I'm sure they all worked very hard during the Christmas
break. See, you guys were both born with silver spoons in your mouth, so you have no idea what it's like to struggle.
But here's the thing, when they come back tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow.
Well, and then 6 weeks, it'll be spring break.
which they will take that money. Mm-hmm. And go down to South Padre Island.
And Daddy's credit card. Yeah, and Daddy's credit card, right?
Now, Bob, you sound like somebody that's actually paid for your kids' education.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I know about Daddy's credit card, trust me.
Glad there's no bitterness.
All right, news and notes, I guess, Dima, would be college football after 17 months finally comes to an end tonight, right?
Yeah, the college football playoff national championship down in Miami. Hosting Miami in their own stadium against Indiana, the Hoosiers of Indiana against Miami. So, you know, I think it's going to be a really good game. You know, people are talking all about Indiana blowing Miami out.
I think they are.
You think they are? Okay. Well, see, I don't think so. I mean, Indiana, I think, has had a byproduct of a really weak playoff, you know, run so far. I think Alabama, number one, was trash, and I expected Indiana to blow them out. And I said it. You can go back and listen to our podcast. I had Indiana winning by 24 points against Indiana. Yeah. Oregon gave Indiana the ball on, like, the 5-yard line, like, 5 times in that game in the Peach Bowl. So they got, like, a free 28 points. So that game was kind of, you know, skewed. And people are going to look at the Peach Bowl against Oregon and say Indiana just blew up Miami out. Miami is by far the best defense that Indiana has played so far. It's not even close. And their defensive line is by far the best defensive line Indiana has seen all season, outside of maybe Ohio State, which Indiana didn't really handle well, which was the most sacks they've given up all season, and the least amount of points they've scored all season, just 13 against the Buckeyes.
And they are playing on their home field.
So I think Miami is going to have something for Indiana. The only thing is, I just question about Miami's offense, because Indiana's defense is by way better than Ole Miss's defense was. Can Miami's offense score enough to beat Indiana? You know, you put it in CFP graphs, which is like analytics, you know.
When you speak in acronyms, I don't.
Well, it's all analytics, you know. It takes EPA margin, offense success rate, defense success rate, you know, all that stuff.
In the ATL,
and Indiana is favored 25-22, so they have it about a 3-point margin. which right now I think the line's 9. Indiana favored by 9. So I think you're in for a good game tonight. That's just my opinion, but I want to hear y'all's thoughts on it.
Well, you've already ticked off all the Ole Miss fans. You've ticked off the
I think the SEC is not good.
Ole Miss fans.
And I will stand by that.
Is there any other SEC team you'd like to tick off before you leave today?
I will gladly have any SEC team call the show, fan of an SEC team, call the show right now, and I'll debate them live on air, and I know I'm right.
Now that we know the Miami quarterback doesn't have any interest in going to class, what will he do after the game tonight, Kelly? He'll have nothing to do except spend the $20 million he's made.
Well, I would say he'd go to Disney World, but it's right up the road. So
yeah,
he's
probably not too interested.
No, he'll petition for his 8th year.
Yeah, to make another $4 million. And, what did you make of that when you heard that?
I didn't think, you know, last week when I talked to some of our basketball players, I said, what's the point?
And they told you there's not, you know, basically.
But to them who value, like Tegra Izze is a graduate student and wants to go on and do some other
things. Well, these are not kids being paid $2 and $3 million dollars a year. Either. Right. We should point that out.
Yeah, but if you were, I mean, it would be difficult to say, Bob, if you weren't, to be fair, if you were in those kids' shoes, I don't think I'd go to class if I was getting $2 or $3 million.
I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying it just seems to belay what we've been told for 50 years college athletics is.
Sure.
There was a time that you better go to class. That was important. You better be in class or you weren't going to play.
I will say, and a lot of people aren't talking about this, back on the Indiana-Miami thing. If Indiana wins tonight and they're the 16-0 undefeated national champions with the Heisman quarterback, people need to start talking about them as one of the greatest college football teams of all time.
Well, I did hear the former Florida coach and Ohio State coach, I forget his name.
Urban Meyer.
He said this may be the best college team ever put on a field.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty high praise, I would say.
Well, you could also say the best team money can buy.
And I also found it interesting. I heard this morning they have the largest living alumni base in America, Indiana University.
They do.
Interesting.
And Miami really is quite small when you compare to enrollments, because it is a private institution.
Correct. Give a pick. Give a pick.
I like Indiana, but I'd
score prediction.
I think they'll cover it. 27-23.
I like Indiana 28-10.
I like Mendoza better than Beck, so I'm picking Indiana, but I think close. I don't think they're going to blow them out, so I had it 20-17.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Last college football game of the year. We move on to the championship games of the NFL this year.
No, of the season, weekend. Bob. It'll start again in about 6. College football
right.
will start.
You're exactly
Spring
right.
Spring football is like 2 months from now.
Yeah. The same year. Yeah. You're exactly right. Yeah. Oh, me. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free. I go through the world of mission.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.